This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. We're live here on Saturday night, unless we're not. And what I mean by that is your radio station may be not airing us live. Our live hours are 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. So if you're hearing us later, or maybe you're listening via podcast, you can always make a point of calling us during the live show. And by the way, we do this show 7 nights a week, so there's always live Free Talk Live every single day of the year, even during holidays.
For years.
We are live. So join us here on the phones at 855-450-FREE. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about the Satanic Temple. They're in the news again as a result of a court decision dismissing a case in the Orange County area of Florida in regards to distribution of religious information on government school campus. Let me give you a little bit of background on this story, and you're welcome to share your thoughts on religious freedom in schools, out of school, whatever, government schools in general. We can talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. No topic is forbidden. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. By the way, with you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
WFTV.com, Channel 9 in the Orlando area, has the story out of Orange County. A judge dismissed a lawsuit. This came from Thursday, September 4th. Judge dismissed a lawsuit against the Orange County School District. Before the dispute could play out in court, the school board agreed that an atheist group could distribute its pamphlets when Christian groups leave Bibles inside certain public schools. But officials would not tell WFTV why they changed their minds. Seems pretty obvious to me. They were facing a lawsuit in this case, and they managed to essentially settle the case by agreeing to allow the atheists to distribute their propaganda. That's better, I think, for them than actually having the judge make a decision ultimately after the suit would proceed through the court system.
Yeah, sounds preferable to me.
The atheist group was allowed to leave pamphlets about atheism at schools like Boone High School last year, but they claimed the district censored their views, so they took it to court. In fact, we had the group. Actually had one of the members of the group just happen to call in. It's the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they're concerned that the school's going to have this Freedom of Religion Day where purportedly the atheists and various religious groups will be allowed to leave information on the school campus. But their concern is that once again they'll run up against issues with the bureaucrats doing something shifty. You know, taking the information that the atheists leave and putting it on the bottom shelf or something like that, or somehow censoring or removing
it. Putting stuff over it.
Right, mysteriously removing it, or who knows what sort of scummy thing that they might do. And then ultimately, they're going to have to sue again at that
point. Consider for a second that this isn't fair play, Ian. I mean, the people we're talking about here believe firmly that they're saving people's souls. You don't want to fair play with Satanists when you're talking about somebody spending the rest of their life in eternal damnation. You don't want that information to fall into people's hands. And that's really the problem here, is you're talking about people's closely held beliefs. And this is what's difficult, because you're saying is to a mother who comes to school to drop their kid off that she can't spend 10 minutes outside raising her hands to heaven praying for a good day, a good safe day in the school.
I think she should be able to.
I don't know what I think is this is such a confusing problem that the problem is government school in, you know, at the very core.
I totally agree. In fact, we were discussing this.
I went to Bradenton Christian School in Manatee County, Florida, for 9 years of my schooling, and nobody would have had a problem for one second if a parent wanted to stop their car, and I believe some probably did, you know, and have a prayer that their kid would have a good, safe
but
day.
But they would have a problem if the Satanic Temple wanted to come on campus and hand out Satanic pamphlets.
And they would be completely valid in doing that because it's their property, paid for by the, you know, the Dutch Reformed Church,
right,
and they can decide who comes on property and what prayers they sing.
But with
that's
the
problem with government schools, is there is a Satanist parent out there, probably, who deserves that their kid, that, you know, to have the same treatment as the 1,000 Christian parents.
So right. That is the issue, the tragedy of the commons. And, of course, I fully support the idea of getting rid of government schools and having only private and home schools and, you know, community schools, people that are funding their schools through consensual means rather than through taxes. But as long as government schools are going to exist, then they should be places for free speech. And they should be places for freedom of religion. And I'd go so far as to say that not only should they be allowed to leave pamphlets on the campus, they should be able to stand out front and hand out pamphlets. They should be able to go on the school campus, as far as I'm concerned, and hand out pamphlets. Now, of course, the immediate objection is going to be terrorism. There's dangerous people. We can't just allow anybody on the campus. They're going to kidnap these kids. And I can understand the concern there. But is it public property? And if it's public property, then shouldn't the public be allowed to be on it? At the very least, as after school or something like that, before school starts or after the school hours. Because you could make the argument that if it's during school, then people being on campus would be disruptive to the educational environment.
Well,
there.
When I was going to public school, I don't think it would have been a problem for an adult to park in the parking lot and walk in the front door and go to the office of the school and say, hey, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to have an appointment with the principal. You wouldn't necessarily have to have a kid there, just like, you know, I want to talk to the principal about something. But I'll bet you today that in the vast majority of schools, that if you don't call ahead, you won't even get in the door.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark. I mean, maybe there's some schools that are that strict, but certainly they do want you to go straight to the office when you get there.
What I see in the news is kids walking through metal detectors. I didn't do anything like that, didn't have to deal with anything like that, and I can only imagine how schools look so similar to prisons today. To me, it almost seems like indoctrination for a life in a prison camp.
So let me give you a little more background on what happened here. So the atheist group said they were censored by the school, Boone High School in Orange County, and they took it to court. The district allowed the Christian group to leave Bibles for students at 11 high schools. That led David Williamson and the Central Florida Free Thought Community to leave pamphlets about atheism at the same schools. But the district wouldn't allow all of the literature because they said titles like Jesus is Dead and Why I'm Not a Muslim would cause disruption. So Williamson's group sued the district over freedom of speech. There's no censorship, said Williamson, at all taking place on the Bible, but there's censorship on our materials. WFTV found out the judge dismissed the case because the school board members changed their minds and agreed to allow all of the group's materials. Williamson's group is appealing the case and is still pending litigation. WFTV reporter Denise Broom asked, what's the point in appealing if you're getting what you want? Williamson responds, there's no policy right now to ensure the school board won't discriminate against minority opinions, and Williamson wants that policy on the books. The school district didn't comment, of course, on how much the lawsuit is costing them, and Williamson said his group only planned to distribute their pamphlets in the same places that the Christian groups had shared their Bibles. I think that this is the right direction for this group to go in, that to continue to pursue this, to get a policy that's official, because I think they're absolutely right in their concern that they're going to continue to be screwed with by these bureaucrats. I hope that they continue to be victorious in this, because I think that if you're going to have a government school, then all viewpoints should be allowed.
Well, I don't think there's an equality in viewpoints. I really do think that some viewpoints are better than other viewpoints.
Yeah, but everybody has that opinion.
Yeah. That's the problem, and that's why I don't know what I think about government schools, because I think government schools are such a remarkably bad idea that pit one person against another person on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I disagree with the entire concept, is I shouldn't have to fight with somebody about the religious views that should be given to the school. It's the public school that creates the forum. I'm not blaming the fighters. I'm blaming the arena. I'm blaming the people that drag the fighters in there. If you didn't threaten to take my house away, you stinking thief, if I don't pay you for your stinking government school, then I wouldn't have to tell you what I think is done there.
Right.
Please, for the love of all that is holy, leave me alone, you thief. That use the government to get what you want.
Well,
that's what you are. You are a band of brigands. They're using the most powerful tool of violence on the planet.
Well, that's not what the defenders of the government schools would say, Mark. They would say that you consented to the tax system when you moved to the area.
Which area in the United States doesn't have property taxes that pay for government schools?
I don't know. Probably all of them.
So are you claiming that I would go to some other country that they don't have, where I don't speak the language?
Right, you don't like it.
I have to leave the country of my birth in order to have freedom? I thought this was the land of the free.
You were wrong. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Freedom of speech at government schools?
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free
Talk Live, and you are invited here to dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show and sound even better than if you were on a phone. The Skype username is lrn.fm. What do you want to talk about? The government school system and how awful it is and what we could do instead. Sort of a larger topic here. Also, we were talking about the issue of freedom of speech and freedom of religion and the ability to promote one's religion at the government schools. So whatever aspect of this you'd like to comment on, please do at 855-450-FREE.
So I just recently finished a book. It's called Ant Farm, and it's a book that not only do I endorse, but Gary Johnson, the Libertarian presidential candidate, he said it's great too. Now, I loved it because it took complex issues like the military protection, judicial systems, currency, and lots more, and explained them in ways that the average Joe can understand them, even young adults. And, you know, how they could understand how these might work in a system without government control and force. So how state intervention screws everything up. If you're tired of explaining to some of your friends how the roads could be built in the free market, hand them a copy of Ant Farm. And if you're sick of explaining to your other friends how the U.S. turned into a police state, hand them a copy of the Ant Farm, too. Stephen Aaron Gray, the author of Ant Farm, is giving away the first half of the book, the first four chapters. Agree with him or disagree with him, you have to understand that this book will give you a lot of information, and he's giving away the first four chapters for free. Go to antfarmbook.com, read it, decide for yourself, is this something you want to buy? Because it is, I think, a fantastic book. It's written like Animal Farm in that same sort of prose, and it's about that same length. Antfarmbook.com.
Toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. So just to give you a little bit of background here, there's a decision out of a court. They've thrown out a lawsuit based on the school district in Orange County, Florida, deciding, all right, we'll let you atheists display your information here along with the Bible. Because apparently they've been allowing certain Christians to bring their religious propaganda into the schools and leave them out on some sort of a display. For people to take, for young people to take. And so the atheists wanted equal time. They wanted their ability to distribute information as well. They'd been censored by the school, and finally the school, when pressured in court, did allow them to put their stuff out in the schools. But the atheists are still concerned that they're going to be discriminated against, so they want an actual court ruling. That's why they're appealing the case. Would love to hear how you feel about this. I think that if you are going to have government schools, and I don't think you should, I don't think we should have government schools at all. If you are going to have them, then yeah, all viewpoints should be allowed to be represented. Would love to hear your thoughts. Gary is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gary. Gary in Michigan, going once. Gary in Michigan, going twice. Tell you what, Gary, we're going to put you on hold here. Maybe there's some technical difficulties back on the network side. But I think this is a fascinating case. And now the Satanic Temple's gotten involved. I don't think we've really mentioned that aspect of it this hour. The Satanic Temple, whether they're a real satanic church or not, that's sort of in question. But regardless, they should be allowed to display their information.
What's a real church?
Well, that's a
how ludicrous does somebody's thought process have to be for them to be real? You know,
I think if you say you have a church, then you have a church.
For instance, the Odinists or the Osetru, religion. Now, this has recently come up. I don't know what these folks believe, but I suspect that they don't believe that the Midgard serpent wraps the earth, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that they believe that at the end of the rainbow is a place called Valhalla. I just don't believe they believe that.
These are satanic beliefs?
No.
Oh, okay.
That is just another religion out there. The old Thor, Odin, that stuff. So people have revived this because maybe they want to be close to their roots. I don't know what they want. It doesn't really matter to me what it is that they want. But if they claim to be a religion, who am I to say otherwise? It's not my business. I certainly don't want anybody telling me that you're not good enough.
Well,
your religion is not good enough.
That's what's happening to us. I mean, we've got our own church here. I wouldn't want people to think that we're Satanists. I'm not a Satanist. I'm also not an atheist, though I used to be an atheist, so I have some understanding from where those folks are coming from. I'm a panentheist personally, and I'm one of the ministers in the Shire Free Church, as are you, Mark. You're not a panentheist. You're a minister in the Shire Free Church.
This is just an organization where people who have different spiritual beliefs can get together.
It's an interfaith church. Sort of like the Unitarians or the ULC, the Universal Life Church. So it's not uncommon for there to be these interfaith churches. And there are people within the government here in Keene, New Hampshire, that are saying basically that, no, we don't think you're a church. You don't get tax exemption. And so now we have to go to court over this. And I think that's it's awful. I think that it's insulting to smaller churches who don't have the establishment that that the Christians that have been around forever do, to say that, well, because you haven't been around for this long, you can't be a church. Now, they haven't said that explicitly. In fact, what they did say to us was, because you're an activist, you can't have a church. And that, of course, I find to be absolutely insulting and ridiculous and outrageous. That's essentially what one of the tax assessors here in Keene said out loud at their tax assessment hearing, which we got on video. Now, in their actual official denial of the tax exemption status, they don't mention the reasons for denying. But this woman said that she thinks that the fact that we're activists flies in the face of our church status.
Yeah. As though Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't an activist, Daniel Webster wasn't an activist. Yeah. I mean, you know, the world's full of activist preachers. The Pope is, you know, an activist priest.
It's ridiculous. So let's go back. We're going to try Gary one more time. I think there were some technical difficulties there. Gary in Michigan, listening to WSJM, are you with us this time?
Yes.
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I hope. I was wanting to call a representation of the church, because the church has a broad, vast majority of the people that stand for what's right in the call, which is mainly that the gospel of Jesus Christ go preach throughout all the world.
Huh?
So,
and,
what?
Can you rephrase that? Because I'm a little bit lost.
Yeah, I was calling a representation of the church because...
What church? So you're going to represent the church? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, as an individual.
Which church?
The Church of God.
Is that a specific denomination, or are you just saying that you're representing the Christian religion?
Well, basically the Christian religion, because they have a call from God, and it's in their spirit that they have that, they feel that call. And,
you know, some denominations believe that other denominations are going to hell because they don't believe the same thing that one group doesn't believe the same thing as the other group, right?
Yes, sir. But
so how can you represent, for instance, the Greek Orthodox and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and, the evangelicals and the Episcopals? How can you represent all of them at once? Because they believe so many different things.
Because you can't judge. The Bible says, judge not unless you be judged, but you can still represent Jesus Christ.
All right. Thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate hearing from you, although I didn't really get where he was coming from. Totally confusing. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Share your thoughts, freedom of religion, government schools, or whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. What is ProXPN, you may be asking? Well, it's a global virtual private network, and it encrypts your online data. Why does that matter? Well, your internet service provider right now is probably snooping on everything you do. It's not that they're targeting you specifically. They're doing it to all of their customers, likely. They're logging all the websites you visit, every search term you enter. Makes it easy for the government to get a hold of your information. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't do anything wrong. I don't have anything to hide. Well, what about your son or daughter or grandkids or whoever else might be sharing your internet connection? What about the creepy guy out in the van parked a few houses down who's surfing on your open Wi-Fi because you forgot to set the password on the router? All these things could get you in big trouble.
And we've read news stories about people who are doing innocuous things on the internet and were, you know, like swept up.
Right.
And nobody needs this problem.
So
this is insurance.
Take a few steps to protect your privacy. ProXPN encrypts your internet connection, meaning your internet service provider. Once you start using ProXPN, your ISP won't know what you're doing. They won't be able to log what you're doing because they'll have no clue. It'll be encrypted data. They're just passing along. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there for free. You can try them out. No problem. Just download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little bit different, but it works, and it's actually pretty easy to get it started. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Now, when you're ready to upgrade to their premium package, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, and you can even privately torrent as well with the ProXPN premium deal. Now, to get that deal, use our discount code. You'll save big time. You'll save, in fact, 50% if you use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, the number 50. And if you want even more, that's, by the way, 50% off the price of their annual account. Breaks the price down to around $5 a month. Just want to save more? Use code FTLBTC and pay with Bitcoin for the annual account, and you'll save 62% off the price of that annual account. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. Codes are FTL50 or FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL. We've been talking about the government school system, freedom of religion. You're welcome to comment. Let's go to Justin, listening in Wichita. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KQAM.
Hey, yeah, I just heard one of you guys a few minutes ago reference government-free school system. I'm all for getting the government out of every last little bit of anything that we possibly can.
Excellent.
So I was wondering if you could expand briefly or as long as you'd like on what it is you envision when you talk about a school system not ran by the government.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I'll give my crack at it, and then I'll let Mark do that as well. I don't have a real vision for it because I don't know what the market's going to come up with. I mean, we know what we have now in alternatives to government schools. So, you know, there's schools that are larger and smaller, and there's schools that are more religious and schools that are secular, and there's unschooling and there's homeschooling. And there's, so these are all sort of some of the things that exist now. We would see more competition. We'd see more innovation. We'd see prices coming down as a result of that, quality going up, and we'd see, most importantly, I think, parents and their children being able to find an educational curriculum that is right for them without having to struggle. And Mark, you were touching on this earlier, this constant conflict that goes on within the government school system where one side wants sex education, the other side doesn't want sex education. Or within the sex education, one group wants this to be taught, the other group wants this to be taught. One group wants this kind of math, the other group wants this. And it's just constantly these people are fighting at the school board and trying to get control of the system so they can implement their view. One group wants religion to be at the schools. The other one wants the Bible out of the schools. So it just never ends. So you end the government monopoly school system, and then finally all those little interest groups can go have their own school. And if the school they want isn't there yet, they can just start one. And since nobody's being forced at that point, because there's no government schools in this fantasy land, since no one's being forced to pay for the centralized government school system, they have more money with which they can then send to the school of their choice. That's my vision for it. But, Mark, what about you?
Well, I think that a lot of people think of school, you know, they sit down. I think school's damaging the way we have it. The idea that you put 20 kids, 25 kids, 30 kids in a classroom, sit them at hard plastic desks, tell them they can't go potty and that they can only run around and have a good time, but only within certain rules, right, out at recess time and that kind of thing. And raise your hand if you have to go to the bathroom. And that, to me, what this is an indoctrination, an authoritarian indoctrination center.
Sure is.
The idea is that, you know, we've got the chief in charge here at the front of the room, and the rest of you little Indians do what you're told, and if you don't, bad things will happen. And to me, that doesn't make any sense at all. I don't think kids learn. Kids didn't evolve to learn by sitting their butts on seats. They experience the world in an entirely different way. I don't think you can create genius. I don't think you can create creativity. I don't think you can make something where it doesn't exist. But I'm certain that you can destroy it when it comes about, when nature, when it flourishes, when the flower flourishes out, you can step on it, but you can't make the flower flourish. And that's what the government school does, is it steps on the vast majority of flowers out there. And my son doesn't go to that kind of education. He's not going to. But
yet you're still forced to pay for the government.
But I have to pay for the school system that I believe is damaging for people.
Justin, any thoughts?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I agree with everything both of you said. Goes back to the basic principle I think everybody will agree upon, that, you know, everybody learns differently, and however you can flourish that and encourage that is the way a parent should go about that. Last question or comment here. You know, Governor Bobby Jindal over in Louisiana is making some headlines. Their state's doing very well with their charter school system. What do you guys think on that?
We'll answer that, and thank you, Justin, for your call tonight. The charter school system, it's just a modification of the government schools. Some charter schools do better than the government-run schools. Some of them don't. And, you know, it's just because maybe some of the ones that aren't doing better were hamstrung by the government regulations. Maybe they couldn't innovate in the way that they wanted to, because ultimately the charter schools are just – they're sitting in, if you will, for a government school instead. And so, I support having alternatives, but not – forced alternatives, not an alternative that is still run by this same monopoly under the monopoly's rules, and people are forced to pay for it. So I can't support any kind of government school system.
Well, I support competition, and I believe that charter schools create competition in the marketplace. I'm fine with that aspect. What I don't support is threatening people at the pain of losing their house, and that's what property taxes are. You don't pay property taxes. Property taxes are evolved from quit rents at the time that we had kings and lords and these kind of things, and you had to pay to use the lord's land. Property taxes show you that you don't own your property. You don't own it because the government owns it, and you rent it from them on an annual basis. So when you – I believe that people who paid for property under the impression that they bought property own that property, and the governments are – sick, disgusting parasites that claim dominion over your land. And so when you're talking about property taxes to fund other people's education, I would ask you, where was the obligation created? How was the obligation created for me to pay for your kid's schooling? And if
a social contract.
Well, I'd like you to produce the contract.
It's social.
Well,
that means we can change it at any time we want. We don't have to show you the terms, because we just make it up as we go along.
Yeah, the terms are, you do what we say, or we'll take your house, or we'll kill you. That's what the social contract is.
That's right. Yeah, because if you don't leave your house when they come try to take it, that's when the killing starts.
Yeah, ultimately, that's what they'll do. If you refuse to leave, you defend your house as though it is your home from armed people that wish to take it from you, you will die in that defense.
We will come back with
Are your government schools valuable enough to kill people over?
You can share your thoughts here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're here live on this Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and continue with more of your calls in moments. Share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, and we've got Skype. You can Skype in a username, lrn.fm. More coming up.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Give them away at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites. Most of them do. We'll give you more for free than they'll charge you for. I bet you that's true in almost every case. Prove me wrong, please. Go to freetalklive.com. The major feature actually allows you to create the content right there on the front page of the website. So when you go to freetalklive.com, the news stories, the YouTube videos, the blog posts that you see there with votes, you can vote them up, you can vote them down. Those are all put there by listeners like you. In fact, each story is attributed to various different listeners. Top story right now, by Snowdog 2012, mandatory lockdown by the state, much better game theory than an anarchist plague genocide.
What's that?
Second story, stupid moron submitted this one. Four reasons legalized weed is proving to be a total bummer from cracked.com. So all kinds of neat stuff there. And it was put there by listeners like you. Go there and get interactive at freetalklive.com and enjoy. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Let's go to Katie in Vegas. Katie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, go.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention, I was listening to your guys' show while driving, and my opinion is that, to be honest, yes, they should, you know, whether you're an atheist or you believe in, say, satanic rituals or whatever that be, then if it's a public place, they should be able to hand out their pamphlets. I do not advocate it, but if that's the case, yes.
Should they be able to go on a school campus and hand them out?
Yeah. I mean, if they can do it in colleges, I mean, I'm not actually, you know, 100% positive, but I know they hand out certain other things and even put things on bulletins, such as looking for roommates or whatever. It doesn't matter what the content is, they should be able to do it.
Well, many colleges have rules and restrictions on free speech on campus. In fact, I've been banned from the college campus with a no trespass order here. Now, that one was a one-year-long ban for handing out flyers about a 420 celebration a couple of years ago. When my attorney contacted the college, all of a sudden they rescinded that no trespass order. So I suspect that they knew they were in the wrong on that particular case. But that won't stop them from threatening you if you do go on to a college campus, for instance. Now, traditionally, colleges have been more of a kind of free speech zone, but that won't stop a college security agent from telling you you can't be there or that you've got to go and get some sort of permission slip from the college.
I love how high school students who are 18 years old are somehow incapable of understanding important radical ideas that might be different than what their parents teach, but college students who are 18 years old a few months later somehow are wide open and ready to accept these.
Well, that's not the argument, Mark. No one's ever made the argument that the high schoolers are incapable. The argument is that you're just not allowed to come on campus because terrorism. Or
what about colleges? What about terrorism in colleges?
Yeah.
Well, just because, you know, they say you can't doesn't, you know, there's a difference between you can and can't. You know, they're telling you you can't, but the reality is, yes, they can, whether it's my opinion or not.
You're absolutely right about that, Katie. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-453. I totally agree with where she's coming from. This is kind of the way it works, though, with bureaucrats, right? And usually at these colleges, you're still dealing with bureaucrats. They're still state-funded schools, and so ultimately, even though they may have a little more autonomy.
The answer to everything when dealing with a government bureaucracy is no,
right,
until it's yes.
And or you can't do that. For instance, I don't ask permission. I've never asked permission to go on a college campus and hand information out, ever, and I'm not going to, because I believe I have a right to free speech, and if I'm on government property, government-funded property, then I should have a right to be there and engage in my free speech. But that doesn't stop them from coming up to you and attempting to intimidate you. And if you don't know your rights, and if you're not willing to stand on your rights, then the first time a security agent comes up and says, hey, you can't hand those out here. Hey, you need to get a permission slip for that. Come with me. And, you know, they take you up to the office, and then that's when they show you all this paperwork. And I've been there. I've been to the office, and I've seen their paperwork. And I don't care about it. I'm not interested in following their rules. Like, for instance, here at Keene State College, they want you to fill out this paperwork and beg for permission. And then once you fill out the paperwork, it's not like they're going to let you go out and hand things out. The rules and restrictions on the paperwork say that you're only allowed to come to the school once a month or twice a month max. You can set up a table. They'll provide the table. You set up a table in the student center, and you can sit behind the table. And you cannot call out to anyone walking by. Now, that basically neuters any effectiveness that you have at doing any kind of getting information into people's hands. Because if you just have to sit quietly behind the table, you can stay all day, but you have to sit quietly behind the table until someone comes up and approaches you. Well, I'm sorry. That's just not effective. I want to get information into people's hands. I'm not going to do that. So even if I wanted to ask permission, the rules would be unacceptable to me. And so I have ever since then, you know, I just continue to hand things out, and they've left me alone.
Well, they're certainly not going to change your mind.
Well, right. And they don't want to apparently, you know, issue me another no trespass order because they don't want to go to court on that issue and possibly lose. Because it's more effective for them to just continue threatening people who don't know their rights.
Yeah. It absolutely is, because this way, you know, if they take you to court and you win, then they have to basically let 100% of people who are, you know, nutty folks who have opinions like you on the campus. That's 100%.
Right.
In this case, they can keep 99% off and just let you do whatever you want because, well,
yes,
you know, you're the dog off the leash.
Because the 99% of the people who will get it into their head, most people won't have the, you know, the brazenness to go on a campus and do something like this. But of those who do get it in their head that they want to go hand out stuff, most of them will be turned away by a simple threat from a security agent. Oh, I can't be here? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll leave. Oh, I need to fill out the form. All right, give me the forms. Okay. I'll do whatever you tell me. That's not standing on your rights. That's not exercising your rights. If you want to have rights, you have to exercise them. And frequently that means facing down the police, or in this case security agents, who will call the police on you. And that's what I do. 855 450 free. In fact, that's what a lot of us do here in New Hampshire, where we have a movement of people. In fact, I meant to mention this to a caller earlier who was really interested in the idea of not having government-run schools in the first place. Look, wherever it is you are in the United States or whatever country internationally, odds are good. Government schools are there to stay, and they're there to stay for a long time. And I think that here in New Hampshire, they're probably going to be staying around for a long time, too. But the idea that we've got here is to move people to New Hampshire, as we did, Mark. You and I are from Florida originally. Move people to New Hampshire as part of what's called the Free State Project. People who love liberty, not just any people, but people who understand what freedom really means. Not just people who want educational freedom, but people who want freedom across the board. People who get that in order to have freedom, at some day in the future, in order to have freedom, we have to allow other people to have freedom too. Which means allowing people who have different ideas than ours to have freedom for themselves. If you're willing to let people be free, and you understand what liberty is all about, go to freestateproject.org. I can't encourage you firmly enough to do this. I think it's the most important movement we've seen in our lifetimes. It's working. We've got over 1,600 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 16,000 people have signed on as participants in the Free State Project. These are people who've pledged, as we did, to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve as much liberty in our lifetime as humanly possible.
Absolutely, because people sitting around talking about the ideas of liberty wherever they are or trying to work within the Libertarian Party or whatever where they are, they tried that for decades. Mm-hmm. It hasn't worked. Something else has to be tried. Yes, I know, picking up your life and moving across the country, it's a commitment. There's no doubt about it. I know because I did it. I know because, I made that same commitment. And so have, at this point, about 1,600, maybe somewhere in 1,600, 1,700 people have done the same thing. Don't think you're alone. There are people that are committed like you.
That's what we need. We need people who are committed to the ideas of liberty. Go check it out. Freestateproject.org. There's also a great 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire there. And let's continue with your calls. 855-450-FREE. Glenn is in Virginia, listening to WNIS in Norfolk. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, I like that government schools, because that's exactly what I'm living in the midst of.
What do you mean?
York County, Virginia, USA, nothing but military dependents go to all the schools in eastern Virginia, paid to go, paid, ride brand new school buses paid for by the taxpayers, and all of this military is poor taxpayers. They have Washington State, Oregon, and anywhere that has a free property tax for them. But yet they go to my school.
So you're saying your property taxes are paying for military brats to go to school?
Amen. Over 90% in my next door high school is military brats.
Glenn, all thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. There's more coming up.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.